O-O-O, Mishnah Brura, Siman Tzadik, Sif Chafalov. Based on the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Hei Amud Beis, we learn that Tzorech Shlo Yehi Dover Choytzeitz Beino Levein Hakir. The Gemara actually learns this out from a Pasuk. Maybe it's an Asmachta, Chizkiyo HaMelech. Tzorech Shlo Yehi Dover Choytzeitz Beino Levein Hakir. Mishnah Brura, Shenemar Vayaseh Chizkiyo Pono Belakir Vayispalel. Umikomokom, Ein Ze Elo Lemitzvah Min Amubchor, Velezbei Yisurok, Shetzorech Lekach Mitzadocha Kamoko. We're going to see all the exceptions. Don't think that it's Maisim B'chol Yom, that it's Docha Kamokom and Tzorech Lekach, and we rely on what the Mishnah Brura just said, because in the very Halacha, there's so many exceptions that most of the time you can fulfill the halacha. You don't need the Mishnah Brura's leniency of B'shas HaTchak, just forget about it. There's really so many exceptions, as we'll see. However, what's interesting is the Mishnah Brura calling it Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, and the Rambam counts it as one of the requirements of Tefillah, that Alachatchila, and is not Makir B'diyeved. That really is much stronger than Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. That's called L'chatchila. We talked about these things before. L'chatchila means the way you're supposed to do it. Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar means like Mitzvah Chassid or something. So that's, oh, I don't know. So the Shar HaTzion has him quoting the Taz, the Graz, and the Mogen Giborim. The Ma'is is, I didn't look it up, but if you look up the Rambam, it's clear it's L'chatchila. It's not. It's much more than Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. Tzorech Iyun, I don't know. Lesbe Yisura, but it's not. Also, Shetzorech Lechach Mitadocha Kamokom. I mean, the Rambam says it's not Makir B'dievet. Right? It's the list of things that Allah Chatchila, they're not Makir B'dievet. You're not even doing anything wrong. Now, let me see. He doesn't talk. The reason given really is a practical reason of staring your kavana. That's the reason given by most Rishonim. Others, I don't know if Mishnah Brura brings it down, others talk about Poshut Inyan of Chatzitza, that it's doimet to carbon. By carbon we find there are things like you're not supposed to, there shouldn't be a Chatzitza between your feet and the floor. There shouldn't be a Chatzitza in the Klei Kodesh with the carbona. So we don't do those things in Tefillah. We wear shoes, for example. But the idea of the chatzitza, it's brought down. It's brought down by a certain Rishonim. The Rambam suggests it in a tshuva. But the main reason is really lack of kavanah. There shouldn't be any distractions. That's what it means. If you stand mamish by the kir, there's no distractions. We're going to see in the next sif, sifchav beis, like a hakpoda beyond the halacha. And there the Mishnah Brura speaks out. No, he doesn't speak it out. But it's based on a Zohar. Yeah. Based on the Zohar, that you should daven by the kir, and you know, if you have a choice, if you have a choice, they said, the Chayyim suggest davening by a kir. But again, okay, they should build shuls with just a kir, yeah, with a big mizrach vant. We'll see. Okay. So anyway, the reason is kavana. So a shtenda, you know. We'll see. Let's learn it slow. Let's finish the Mishnah Brura. Alkein miyeshu bekalus espalul ben yinacher going lefam mishnah espalul ba'asor beizacheder miyeshu lecholodim lamud b'li chatzitza lekoisel. I mean, this is, he's elaborating on what he said. That v'les be'yisurik shetzarach lekach mitadocha kamokam. You're in a room, and there's a lot of furniture around. There's a lot of things around. Al Yaakov Atila Bishlozel Alech Lecheder Achal Hispalel. Umikobokom Yatzim Einav. Make sure, anyway, you should close your eyes by Shemon Esrei, or look into the Siddur. That's what he says here also. But it means here, so you should always do that. But here it's more imperative that you do it. That's all he's saying. Because of this Chatzitza. Kadesh Lo Yavali Dei Dittel Kabom, Dei Dabar Achaitz Shalafanav. So it's even more imperative here. Beinu veinakir, Mishnah Brura says, "Afilu hu rochok benakir," even if you're far away from the kir. Shomid Beit Sam Beit Sakneses Gam Ken Yesh Nizor Shlo Yochas Bein Ola Kir Vafri Megodim It Sadet Lomar The Mechatsitza Hu Chutz Lodal Lamas Vimenu Rishus Acheresi Vishori Vachem Pozak Amogin Gibayrim. So again, you could just say that if the reason is the practical kavana reason, then even if it's chutz miyodal alamus, this is already a technicality that it's not in your rishus; it's in a different rishus. But you know,
it's here or it's
the thing. If the thing is out of yodal alamus, so then it doesn't count. Truth is, but then the kira is also out of yodal alamus.
Right? Why would it have to be the funnel? If it's the meaning of being.
You said,
if it's a
you know,
kavana, then
yeah.
It should be anywhere within the
dam.
It's not
left
in front of you. The same way,
it
can't be.
You mean any? I don't know what you mean. You mean where your peripheral vision yeah. would see it? And Chanami, who says that directly lefanov? Where does it say lefanov anyway?
The emotion in Shmuel Esrei, someone that is within four amas, arba amas of someone who is still down in Shmuel Esrei.
You shouldn't
have anyone
damn
make sure not to
damn
within arba hours of anybody.
You're talking about that halacha or this halacha?
I'm connecting the two halachas.
You're talking about now
if it's whether
a person could be bein nechol bein akir. We're about to learn. That's going to be in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's take it. So let's finish the whole halacha. Matt's just pointing out that if you say a lomdus, that if chatzitza tzchus from yudal aramis, you don't relate to it, it's in a different rishus. For the chayr of the kir is also chutz from yudal aramis, so you're not in front of the kir, because the kir is far away. The teretz is that since by the kir our concern is lack of kavona, so it's not a din, shadows, you should daven by the wall. Like people want to daven by the wall, so then you're right. Chutz l'dal ha'amos, you're not by the wall. The din is that you shouldn't have anything in front of you till you get to the wall. There's no din to stand by the wall. The din is don't have the chatzitza between you and the wall. The wall is just a way of saying till the room comes to a stop. Don't have any. It's like saying don't have anything in front of you. It's like saying don't have anything in front of you. You say don't have anything in front of me, but I'm in a room. The wall's gonna be, the wall you can have in front of you. That's what you can have in front of you, the wall.
So if you stand in the middle of the aisle, there's nothing in front of you.
You're fulfilling the halacha. The halacha is not to daven by the wall. The halacha is not to have anything there till you get to the wall. You understand? No din to daven by the wall. It's not an advertisement for the Kaisel Marav. No din to daven by the wall. In America, the Besdin I was on, so we were in a room, the Besdin room, so he ordered wallpaper. Wallpaper, the Kaisel, the Kaisel wallpaper. So he once had someone there, so you know, sometimes you'd have a milk in the room, so you know, you're done by the Kaisel. But, like wallpaper, so he cut away where there was an outlet. The guy said, look where you go. See, in America they have coastal wallpaper. So they can make believe. Anyway, you understand there's no din to daven. Maybe that's the point of the Zohar in Ksif Chav Beis, that the daven by the wall is an Indian. But here the point is not to have a hefsek, not to have a chatzitza. Okay, so the people call themselves, it's not a chatzitza, it's chutz l'dal ha'amos. Okay, now, let's continue with the mechaber. V'davar kavua, going oron v'teva, something that is stationary. Einam chaytetze. So you could say einam chaytetze because it's part of the room. Or it's bottled to the room, or it's bottled to the kir, however you want to say it. Or you could say that if they're there, kavua, so presumably it's not going to share your kavana because you're like used to it by now. Even though it's not poshut, if it's something that's colorful, something that's colorful, the poshut. we're going to have about that. I daven when I haven't been in America in a long time, but whenever I go to Brooklyn, I daven in Bnei Yosef in the morning to seek it. It's right down the corner from my sister's house in Flatbush, where I usually stay. So they have like murals all over the wall. I guess the Sfaradim do that. I don't know. What? They have murals. The whole wall is full of murals of scenes from Tanakh. And people, and I came to see Yitzchak, and animals, and Malachim, and murals. So, you know, you can't get used to that, you know. There's enough to catch your eye, you know, for a year. You have enough to look at. Sfaradim, or maybe Sfaradim do it. It's a famous shul, I think. It's Bnei Yosef in Flatbush. Anyway, there the cure doesn't do you any good. But again, Dover Kavua Kagan Oram Vatevein of Chaitzim. The beam is not Chaitzim. The Unkaidish is not Chaitzim. So again, either because it's Bartel, you want to talk technically, you'd say it's Bartel. You want to talk not technically, you'll say it doesn't carry a Kavana because you're used to it. It's Kavua, it's there. But then the Ramah says, Lechashu Mechitzurak Vadover Godel, Shagavu Asara, Varachbo Arba, Avultarva Cotton, like a Stender. Which is not Rachel Barbo, maybe it's not even Gavoy Asara. I don't know. Yeah, it was Gavoy Asara. In a Lochosh of Hefzik. So again, so that's what the Ramah says. Let's see the Mishnah Berura, the Teva. Umita Shalonu Asuyas Lashchiva, Main Derech Lotatlo, Mivokum, Mivokum. If you find yourself davening in a room, and you're davening in front of a bed, but the bed is Kavu in the room. So here there's a shtickle, like you have to be a tremendously big lamdan, but when you learn the Gemara, this looks funny, because in the Gemara, the mita is the prototype of the thing that is chutzitz. So like, what? Teretz is talking about a very portable mita, a mita that they used to carry around, they carried it into the room, they carried it out of the room, they sat on it, they ate with it, they did all sorts of things. And now a meet, that's exactly the Mishnah Berurah's point. We'll meet the Shalanu by Yesuyas L'Shchiva, so they sit in one place. Vein derech l'taltlam imakom l'makom, nikros tova kavur vein amchayt. This is the Yesh Cholkin, because they're fort metaltalim. Toiv l'achmir b'di'evsha. I guess because from the technical standpoint, they're not called mechuba l'karka, they're not kavur in the karka, they're not karka. We had that in the previous halacha. You're not allowed to daven in an open area. The point wasn't outside, the point was an open area. What?
Daven towards a wall.
Here we're learning about chatzitza. There shouldn't be anything between you and the wall. But not because, explain, not because you have to daven by a wall. The point is not to have this chatzitza, not to have something distracting in front of you. The wall presumably is not distracting, so until you get to the wall, there should be nothing distracting there.
Why should you not just be yourself that distracting you? It seems like you shouldn't have something distracting between you and the wall. It seems saying that you need a wall and you can't have something between you distracting between you and the wall.
That's the thing, no. You need a wall because you're in a room, so there shouldn't be anything there in front of you. It's like if the halacha could have said you shouldn't have anything in front of you when you're davening. Try not to have anything in front of you when you're davening. Well, nothing. Obviously, the wall's going to be in front of you. Okay, the wall you can have. It's okay. The wall. The wall's the wall. Anyway, so the Ramah says that there's a shita that only a big thing is chol, so it's not a small thing. I am betaz. Chol dover shu tzarch. Well, first of all, some take issue with the Ramah. They say, Adarab, but the bigger something is, the more it's likely to be more like Kavua. And the less it should be Chayishish, Chosez. Yeah, you're talking about Metaltalin, something small, more reason yes to be Chosez.
Okay.
I will overcome my Chosez. I am Metaltalin, Chosez, Chosez, Tfila. Here's another exception. Anything that's a tzarech tefila, a standard, and it is kavoa asora and rachav arba. So, according to the Ramah, it would be chaytzitz. No, sarach tefillah. You put your sitter on it. Again, no problem. If you go to Abay and Chayshav Hezdik on a shulchan shem abayis, shemenichan all of a sitter. I assume he means even ba'ifan aroi. He's not talking about a bayis. No, my shulchan, my bayis. Okay, no, go to Beis HaKnesset, sheish to make a lechot shulchan called the current stender. Shemenichan all of a sitter. Mavul bishu gavoy ha'asar v'roch of our bod. It's not nafsik, because it's sarach tefillah. Still a problem. But if it's small, that's the remark. If it's small, it's more of a more slower than making a distraction. The benches, the floor, they're considered kavua. Even though I guess they move it to the side when you have to wash the floor. But they're considered kavua.
Okay.
Weiter, b'chein balichayim einem chotzitzim, the Mechaber says. Filu odem einem chotzitz. Agav nirli de balichayim chotzitzim v'odem einem chotzitz. B'chein eres foros hapoiskim, that should not fall tos besporim. That seems to be very logical. Why shouldn't an animal be chotzitz? A person. It makes sense. What? Why wouldn't? Well, you know, I would say right off the bat, because Chazal understood that there's going to be people in front of you. You're dealing in a room full of people davening.
Then the whole din is there.
Why? The din is this chair. Can you say, Sarach Tefillah? You're davening in the, you go to an oval. You're davening in his living room. You have to make sure there's nothing cold safe between you and the kier. So you want to come out, you want to be solmech on the Ramah, that only if it's kavoya asara baroich of arba is it a problem. Okay, so you mean solmech on the Ramah. So, I don't know.
A person should only daven in a room, like an empty room kind of. Like, a person shouldn't daven like in a factory where they make chocolate. Or like moving machines or like...
Right. That's, unless it's kavua. Again, kavua probably means it's kavua, it's there every day, and that's where he davens every day. Like if you go to, if those machines have a din of kavua, of the chubal and karka, it doesn't help you, I'm sure.
What is an example of someone which is a chatzitza?
Of what?
Someone which is a chatzitza.
If you're davening in someone's house, and this chair is in front of you.
A chair?
This chair. I think it meets requirements. Let's assume it's Kavaya Yod Baruch of Dalit. If it's not, okay, that would be an example. In a shul, you're hard pressed to find it because you have the heterim of Tzarech Tefillah, and usually it's a Dover Kavua. This table is always here, it doesn't move, it's here, but for davening always. So this is not chaytzus. The chairs are not chaytzus. Chairs would be a perfect chatzitza. The only eighth of the chairs is that it's Tzarech Tefillah. Or maybe that it's not Kavaya Yod Baruch of Dalit. So you have two possible mahalchim, I guess, with the chair. A stander, if not for the... As Ruth said, a stander is safe, because it's Tzarech Tefillah.
The problem with that seat is that it distracts a person?
That's how the Rambam explains this halacha. That's something that's chotzeitz, it distracts you, you see it. Like it's not something that's there. It's something that... Or the, it is, you have to... You look at it, you see something... You see something, that's the point. If there's a chatzitza, you see it. You're supposed to be totally blanked out by davening.
I understand a painting more so. A
painting's a problem even on the kier, that's what I'm saying, that's what I'm speaking out. Sometimes you have it's rare, but yeah. I mean, I only know of one shul with it. They all say if the kier is a painting. Well, the Rambam says it's not makib the evidence. Especially if the reason is kavana, you have the catch-all, you know, the catch-all there, that basically nothing's ma'akev nowadays, right? Because you don't have kavana anyway. Okay, and then Simchon Beis says yes, we should. Oh, I'm sorry. So v'chein balechayim not, but then he says balechayim yes, odom not. So that's comes from the Zoyar. Chazum say my Mordechai l'chori is redacting, but that the actual Zor is there. How can you have all people being makban on this? It can't be a hefsek gomer according to the Yesh Mishayim and Simchon Beis, because it's impossible. There's not enough space in the world. So Zahirus, Hechash Yesh Lizar, you should be Zahir. Okay, so buy seats. You should request one near the coast. The Yesh Misham says, you know, there's two reasons not to daven achari shemadim. Yesh Misham. One is you're being machshel him. He's going to step back into your. He's going to step back into your space if you're davening still.
What about the
sperm shank? What? It's kavua. You have the Hefer of Kavua. I don't think the Sforim are like the mural in the shul, but maybe there's Makom to say to be Machmir, and to make sure, the Chumrah would consist of saying, to make sure to close your eyes or look in the Siddur, like the Mishmur said before. That would be the Chumrah would say. Make sure to do that. Okay, we'll stop here. The lights on. And it's, some of the chairs there.
Is there going to be a bigger crowd tonight?
No. Yeah. I don't think
Rava's. Rava's.
I'm a big Belgaiva, so I hope whoever wouldn't come to my share wouldn't come to Mr. Class. So that was captured on tape.